Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Heath throws the ball into Peters, who tags Judnick trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is called out on strikes. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. Swift moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. Clift scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trosky scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Swift and he is out, Locatello applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Judnick moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Locatello moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Judnick scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Peters for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards third. Peters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McQuinn. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. McQuinn steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Berardino reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and has Berardino trapped. There's the throw to Peters who throws back over to Boudreau who tags Berardino for the out. Swift moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Al Milner. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Swift scoops up the ball and tags Hemsley for the out. Campbell moves to third. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell scores. Weatherly moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Browns. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Don Hefner now playing second base. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell pinch hits for Rusty Peters. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Clint Brown. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Weatherly hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and steps on first to double up Workman. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.